Welcome to the Black Ink Crew New York review. Caesar is opening up a shop in the Big Easy in New Orleans, but he's going to fire some people. Young Bae had her baby, and it's so much more. We've got news and gossip. It's all coming up on the review.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I just bought a new grill. Shining like a new whip.
I just want to twerk.
Adam got a new
right?
Look at my bae.
I was going to say something inappropriate, but
she did. Hey, y'all.
That was the most auntie-ass shit I've ever seen in my life.
I can't help it. Hey, I'm in the auntie category.
You're so cute.
What's up, guys? I am Elle Marie. And if you guys watch us on the Black Ink Crew Chicago review, we are also doing New York this season. And the full pet, well, Carmen's not here tonight, but the rest of the girls are here.
Hey. What up, guys? It's your girl, Drew Jones. I'm here, cold and all.
Oh, she's sick. What's up, guys? I'm Nakia Monet. And I'm excited because I'm from New York. So shout out to New York. Elle Marie is from Chicago,
yeah,
so Chicago.
Like,
so
we switched
roles now. So happy to be here, kids.
Yeah. So, you guys' overall thoughts on the opener of this season?
It was crazy.
Black Ink Crew, New York never fails with the doing the most. Mm-hmm. It would be very easy for Chicago and New York to fall into the same category, yeah, type of drama, mm-hmm, they bring, but they don't bring the same type of drama. Yeah. This is a lot more ratchet, and I'm hyped.
Yes. And New York are the OGs of the ratchet, because, mm-hmm, Black Ink Chicago started, Chicago was never how it was now.
I think
they kind of took a page from New York, so I love that they came in with a big-ass bang, mm-hmm, and started off right, and it's insane. But I love to see the evolution of where everybody is. Everyone is growing.
Mm-hmm. Teddy's looking good.
Yes. Teddy looking real good.
Yes, because we are in season 7 for New York.
Seven.
Yeah, we have seen a lot of growth with a lot of these characters on the show.
I feel you, Scott. Teddy fine.
Listen.
Don't fight me, girl. Well, this season opens up with Caesar throwing a little block party with a New Orleans theme because he's opening a shop in New Orleans.
I thought they were celebrating carnival at first. I was like, hey, wait.
Then it was like, no.
Shout out to Caesar opening all these shops, though. Like, now we're doing New Orleans.
That's a huge move, because the thing is, I just, on this season opener, realized that it is an actual a tattoo shop as well. Because I thought it was just a restaurant.
Right.
Because everything I had been seeing, I heard, like, oh, he opened a shop in New Orleans, but everything I saw was a restaurant and a bar and a grill.
I seen mad chicken and food.
Yeah.
And I didn't know
but
it was
I'm
a
like,
tattoo
is that
shop.
A tattoo shop?
Sanitary, though? Tattoos and food?
Right.
Also, are you allowed to get tattoos when you're drunk?
No.
I thought that was like a...
And New Orleans is the place I feel like everyone will walk in
you
drunk.
You will walk in drunk.
Oh, well, shout out to you,
like,
Caesar.
Totally.
Maybe he did the food so they could sober up.
Maybe.
Get some water.
That sounds bomb, though. Get a tattoo, eat some chicken fingers.
Right?
Especially when you're
waiting. Some good food, too.
Yes.
I'm going to come hit you up, Caesar.
We're coming to New Orleans. But that's dope, though. Shout out to him. And he's the originator. Like, we love Ryan, and Ryan's doing his thing there in season 4. But Caesar's the originator. He's opening so many different shops.
Yeah.
All across the U.S., I guess you can say. So, he's bossing up.
Yeah. So, we'll get into more of when they actually went to New Orleans to open up the shop, get ready for that and everything. But, so he was choosing everyone that was going. Basically, almost everyone except, like, Donna and
it was
Kit,
a boys' trip.
Yeah, basically it was a boys' trip because Scott doesn't really count in a way of like she's almost like one of the guys, you know? So
yeah,
it was. I just realized that it was a boys'
and
trip.
And Tati was sent basically just to keep stuff organized.
Mm-hmm.
She's the Lily of this show.
Ooh, child.
But I'm asleep. But yeah, it was a boys' trip. Yeah. So when you take a step back, it's not an insult of you being a tattoo artist or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a boys' trip.
And the thing with Donna, like, so basically, Donna and Alex, they are still together. So last season, they hooked up. They are, like, going strong.
I need a boyfriend because Donna, wow.
Who saw that
Donna
coming?
Donna keep them, though. Like,
she keep them. That's why I'm like, what's
my boyfriend?
It's because
that booty fat.
Gotta be.
I gotta find a doctor.
I need somebody because Donna, like, you know, and Donna and Alex were just a cute little fling, and mm-hmm, they hit it in the shop. But he wants to wife her up, and he did wife her up, and he really likes her a lot.
loves her.
Yeah.
Loves her. Sheesh. They dropped the L word.
Yeah.
And she was acting out because he was going to New Orleans, but she wasn't.
Right.
And then at first I had a problem with Donna because she was so upset. Like, oh, why can't I go and all these other things? I'm like, but Caesar, if you want to be... step up in the shop.
Yeah.
I may be annoyed too because I can't go and have the fun, but that's a huge responsibility to hold down the shop while he's gone. If that's really your end goal, you know what I mean? It's like you're just trying to run behind that boy.
You're just trying to watch Alex what he's doing and you want to party, but if you really want to step up, like you're saying, boss up, like we've been saying over in Chicago, stay back and offer. Be like, you know what, Caesar? I got it. I'll hold the shop down, book some people, get these artists in and show that you can actually be a dope manager. You know what I'm saying? Like, do what you're supposed to do, but she just want to run after Alex.
Yep.
You know, sometimes that peen will make you do some crazy things.
Crazy things. But Donna tries to get Alex to stay, and he wasn't having it. Like, no, I need to go for my career. Like, that's a good move for me.
Have you guys ever been in a moment like that? We talked about The Hills earlier. Like, a moment where, like, it's career or love, and you're like, this is my passion. I love you, but this is what I love.
I don't ish where I eat. Hey. I keep those separate.
No, that is true. So, I did learn that the hard way. You need to keep them separate.
Bloop, bloop.
I do not sleep with coworkers. No matter how hard it is to keep it together. It
can be very hard.
Shut up, Vicky. That's what she said. So,
we're just on one right now.
Yeah, we are. But yeah, but they had a lot of drama. So fast forward. Donna pops up in New Orleans while they're working on everything and gets mad at Alex because they're in, like, a strip club. But, like, Donna, you're one of those chicks. Almost called her a trick. Sorry. You're one of those chicks that, like, loves strippers and is on strippers. Like, why are you mad?
Yeah.
Like, is it just me or... I'm okay with my man going to a strip club for a special occasion. And if I go in there and he has strippers on him, that's, like... going to a theme park and getting mad that your man's riding a roller coaster.
Now, you can't be in there all the time.
All right. I dated guys who went to strip clubs, and I'm not a big strip club person. And once in a while, I will go with them. Do your thing, because I know I got things that I like to do. And if you want to go to a strip club, if I trust you enough to go in a strip club and just have a good time with your boys and eat some wings... Yeah. That's cool.
Speaking of those wings, I think Alex was tearing the wings up. So like, Donna shouldn't even be mad. He was wearing the wings and that.
Yeah. You know, and that just talks about their relationship. Like, do you not trust him? Like, what's the problem?
Yeah. Also, you're the one who said that, like, you didn't want to make him your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you can't...
And you can't have it both ways. Like, if you don't want to commit, then you can't get mad about what he's doing. Then people commit then.
People
like,
do that,
stop playing these games out here in these streets now.
People play house, and then they try to speak up, like, they're in a relationship with you. You're like, but you said you didn't want to be with me.
You can't be doing that in these streets.
No, Donna. No. And I like this. I want to see this go further. So
I know. I weirded out as it, like, by it as same. I was, the more I see them, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. This makes them good for each
other. Yeah, because it's like...
They're cute.
Because who else would...
Right.
Who else would put up with the vagina slayer? I'm like, why is that your Instagram, Alex? But it's fine.
Alex, come on.
Yeah. But they made up, so... Well, I guess we are going to watch the Alex and Donna love story this season.
Aww.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're still together on Instagram as if they just adopted a dog.
Oh, they're cute. Aww.
So, they still push
it. Okay, they're cute. So I'm telling you, I need to read whatever book she pushing because I need to read it to get
Donna,
a man.
Donna, teach me your ways.
Because she drop them and pick them right back up.
Okay,
like, honey.
Sheesh.
Listen, meanwhile, I drop them and then be on a search for the next 10 years. Like,
meanwhile.
Listen, anyway. So we have Young Bae. She found out she was pregnant last season.
Aww.
And now she is about to have her baby. But not only that, she is becoming a citizen.
Yeah. God bless
her. It was very funny because Walt was like, oh, so I hired an immigrant? But he was proud of it. He was like,
I didn't know she didn't have her citizenship yet.
I didn't know either.
That's dope to see, especially in today's climate and everything that's going on with citizenship and green cards and everything. So I like that now with these reality shows are going, it's not just ratchet and fighting anymore. We still get some of that, but I like the real stories behind it because even last season when Young Bae went to go try to find her mother back home,
that hurt my heart.
That was heartbreaking. Just this, you know, her going back to her country. So, like, I love that they're putting real stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little dramatic, but they're doing it. So, I love to see her trying to get her citizenship.
Yeah.
And she's a new mommy, and her baby's being born here. And right now what's happening, you don't want to get torn away from your kids. And
oh, yeah. That's hard. So that's, she definitely had to do it because she wasn't, they're not married yet. I believe she's going to marry, I forget his name. Rob. She's going to, they're going to get married, but she's not married yet. So yeah, that would have put her in a very bad position to have a child. And that child is legal. And what if someone tries to come after you?
Yeah.
It's a newborn baby. Oof. Because we have people that are going through that are taken away from newborn babies.
That's sad.
So luckily she did get that citizenship. And her baby is healthy because he was premature.
Yeah.
She's only 7 months and went into labor.
Wow.
And I'm surprised that she was able to take him home.
Yeah.
Like at 7 months.
Which we thought his name was something different when she said it. She said it. She said it real quick and I said, "What you call me?" Right. And I was like, "Oh, Nico."
Yeah.
Nico. That's a good name.
With her accent.
It sounded like another N-word.
But you know what got to me was when she was talking to Melody about you know, how she didn't think she could love anything as much as she loves Nico. And she got emotional watching Rob be such a good father because she didn't know what that looked like, having a good father, because she had a really abusive dad. And I was just like...
That's why I love these real stories. Like, I love that she opens up and she tells us what's going on in her life. And to see her being a new mom is amazing. Yeah. Like, we love you, girl.
It also hurt my heart because she also was saying, like, then having her own child, like, how could her father even do the things that he did to her? Like, her feeling this love now. Like, if I feel this way, like, so you didn't feel that way about me?
That's
like,
hard.
How could you?
Damn, that's so sad.
You know? But God bless her, though.
God bless the baby. Beautiful.
So cute.
So cute. And she's just... wants to give him all the love in the world. Yes. So congratulations to Young Bae and Rob on that.
That's one thing about New York versus Chicago. There's a lot of babies and kids in the New York episode. A lot of people have their parents. Mm-hmm. Where, I mean, Chicago, yeah, some of them have kids. But I feel like I see it more on the New York show.
Yeah, they have more kids.
People's kids are a little bit more involved. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, had like 20 kids. It's a lot. So I feel like...
For real.
You know what I'm saying? So I love that they captured her pregnancy and her giving birth and her beautiful son. Mm-hmm. And happy that he's here healthy.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh, that's so special.
Cute.
But her and Melody were having a moment, and she was at Melody, was it last season or maybe a season before? She met her dad's side of the family, because she's not really close to either side, the black or the white side of her family. So she finally met the black side of her family through her dad, and they welcomed her with open arms, and she still kind of has that, maybe I guess a lost feeling, like you want to know your family and where you come from. So she has family that's in New Orleans, and she's like, well, maybe I can reach out to them. Now, mind you, she's still in New York, but maybe she can reach out to them, and she does. Doesn't really go as she expected, but it wasn't horrible, because didn't he kind of say, like, well, maybe we can meet for beer? Or did he tell
No, he said, he'll think about it and call her back in a couple days. And I felt for her, because...
What did I made that up.
We just want to go for beers.
Okay. You're just really hopeful for them. I feel for her, though, because I'm also biracial, and when my mom got with my dad and had me... There were people in the family who just cut us off and don't talk to us. And I actually saw some of them this weekend at a family wedding. And it was awkward because they're still, like, bitter. And it's like...
Wow. It's horrible.
Yeah, because it's like you can't control... Like, I feel for her. It's like I didn't choose that to go down like that. Like, you just don't want to know me, what, because my genetic makeup isn't to yours? Like, that's weird.
I don't want some axe to be born into this world. Right. I'm a kid. And a lot of times as adults bring what happened to them in their childhood to their adult life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't seek therapy. So that's horrible for, like, people to be like, oh, we're good. We don't
like, your hatred is that strong for someone's race or ethnicity that you don't want to embrace your family.
Yeah. And she even said, like, say what you want to say about black people or whatever, but she's like, my dad to this day is still with my mom. He raised his kids. He's a good man. He has a good job. Like there's your hatred is like so unwarranted. Yeah. And has no like
it
foundation.
Makes them look like the bad guy in the situation.
Child,
so for
much for the season premiere.
It was this was a very was a emotional lot. Season premiere. Okay,
New York said we're gonna hit you guys right in the face.
Like very emotional.
They said we
like,
back
right. Welcome back. Right? Here we are. We're going to get through all the emotions, and then we're going to get to this store opening. So let's go ahead and talk about Sky and Des.
Oh,
this is one more emotional roller coaster, and we can talk about the ratchet.
Oh, my gosh.
I love this guy. Like, it's sad that it's not both sons, but I love that he's, like, so open to her. And I think it's a huge healing thing for her, too.
It is. Yeah. It is. Because I would always watch her and just be like, oh, my gosh, she just needs a hug and therapy and some closure. Because, like, that's... very painful to deal with if you have to give up your children. And at that young of an age, you're very young. Like, she was 15, two children, and, like, you never talked about that. You never had anyone to help you express that and get those feelings out.
Yeah.
It was just anger all the time. So I am very happy for Skye as well that she's able to be in a happy place. And she's still crazy.
She's still crazy. But she's progressing. Yeah, she's progressing. And I love seeing her kids with her, and I love seeing her take on the show, because, you know, when we were first introduced to Skye, it was just like, who is this crazy, psychotic girl? No one really knew her backstory. Yeah. So I love, that's why I said I love about these shows. They're starting to open up and we're starting to get to know these characters. Mm-hmm. So I love to know that she had two kids at a young age, and we now see where her struggle comes from. She didn't just wake up and say, like, I'm crazy, like, I'm wild.
Yeah.
No, she was a young mother. She went through a lot, and she loves her kids. Mm-hmm. She means well. So I love seeing the bond. And even, like you said, on Instagram and outside of here, I love seeing the bond with her and her kids. Mm-hmm. It's really, really dope.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I really do feel like it was the best decision for them to be adopted, because, like, how well, like, they would have been with you, but how well off would they have been?
Yeah. And even though Genesis is having some issues, I really, if I think he would have been even more worse off than he is now.
Yeah.
Had he stayed with Skye. You know what I mean? They both would have been struggling. He would have been even more angry than he is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good thing. And I'm glad that Skye is able to come in with Dez at the time that she did, because she's able to watch him graduate. So she didn't miss, like, you know, all the milestones,
which I love.
You know, of his life or his young life.
Take pictures with him at prom. Yeah. And it was super cute. And I love her relationship with Candace, who is the adopted mother. Mm-hmm. I think that's really sweet.
Yeah.
I have siblings who are adopted. And I always, one of the things I always thought was cool about my mom was, like, that she opened up that gateway for them to get to know their other family members. And I just think, like, that helps the kid themselves so much, like, figure out who they are.
Yeah.
And for them to know their identity, too, so they know, like, I come from two places. I come from someone who gave birth to me, who loves me, but did this for a reason. And I come from a family where they didn't give birth to me, but they love me with all their heart. So I think that's dope. And I love seeing that, like, her relationship with the birth mother. So I hope in the future, when people do go through adoptions and foster care, that both parents, birth and foster, can be involved in these kids' lives. Because it would help them as adults.
Mm-hmm. It definitely really would.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into this ratchet.
Yeah! We love the ratchet.
Right, with the voice change and everything. Yeah, ratchet 10. No, so the crew goes to New Orleans to open up this shop.
Fix it, Jesus.
New Orleans.
We've got Walt, we've got Teddy, Caesar, Skye for a second, Tati, and some strippers.
Gotta love when strippers are involved.
Gotta love when strippers are involved. And it's Caesar's birthday.
Ooh.
In New Orleans?
Like, first of all, I've never been to New Orleans, but I've always wanted to go.
No, Kia, we have to go. We're definitely going to go.
Like, really
girls trip part two.
We need to go to New Orleans.
Girl, we going.
ASAP. I'm trying to find me a Kofi. That's all I'm saying in New
Orleans. Who you going to find one?
Okay.
No, sorry. Let me
But New Orleans, the vibe, that party vibe, that music, that liquor, that food, like, it's a good vibe. So for him to be down there celebrating his birthday with some strippers... I see you saying.
They had me missing New Orleans, because I grew up part-time in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? So they had all that crawfish and the beignets and corn on the cob. I was
that,
like, listen.
That corn looks so good.
Like, these men look nice, but that food.
Oh, yeah, we going to New Orleans, y'all. Girl trip part two.
Yeah, it's okay.
And we can visit Caesar's Shop restaurant.
Yes. They got crawfish at your restaurant, Caesar?
They need to.
Just let me know. I'll be there.
He disrespected that crawfish.
He threw that joint on the...
So, I'm just going to skip ahead to this party. We're just going to be all over the place with the opening of the New Orleans shop. But he got upset because no one came to the soft opening. Because Walt...
Caesar.
We'll get to that. But I just want to talk about this crawfish, okay? He threw, like, 4 pounds of crawfish just on the ground.
Yeah, that's like money
sacred.
That
exactly. Fresh, live seafood?
Not in no damn New Orleans, where they're known for their seafood and their crawfish. I've never been there, and I know that.
Oh, my God. That hurt my heart. I was like, quick, pick them up. 5 second rule.
5 second rule. Pick, don't you ever disrespect crawfish like that ever again. Okay.
We're going to come for you and then eat all the food at your restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Now, before we get into all that, let's take a break real quick, which is earlier, and give our fans a little message.
Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't even worry because they're optional. So just hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out all of our other channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
We love y'all.
And if you guys are listening to us on iTunes, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you guys comment and we will shout you out.
Give us a thumbs up. Yeah. And for the New York fans, you know, we're new to the New York panel. Mm-hmm. We do come from the Chicago panel. So let us know in the comments. Like, let us know how you feel about the show. Let us know about each cast member. Let us know who's your fave.
Let us know if you disagree with us. We're not scared.
Facts. Yeah. We love it. Chicago, they fight with us all the time. So
we love a good
Love you. Keep dragging us. No.
I'm like, bring it.
Bring it. Bring but it. No, we thank you. We really do appreciate you guys. So, New York, leave us all the love in the comments and suggestions.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, like I was saying, Walt kind of dropped the ball on these invitations for the soft opening. Not only that, we saw that he was having an issue last season with his alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His intake of it is just too much. I don't know, did he admit to being an alcoholic or he was just kind of having a rough patch?
He, in like less or more words, admitted it. And he like did go and seek help and like he did some like AA and all of that. And this is like where I'm kind of torn with the whole situation because on the one hand, like your sobriety is essentially your own responsibility. But mm-hmm. on the other hand, Caesar as his employer and a friend and someone who knows he's struggling, mm-hmm. did you think that New Orleans was the smartest place to take him?
Right.
You know, I'm just now thinking about that as you said it.
Because it's like, and I'm not blaming, like, you, Walt is a grown man. True, so it's like, you're, but at the same time.
No, it for real, though. Think about kind of what you're doing.
You can't take a kid to the candy store and expect him not to try to eat any of it.
He's fresh off of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, be considerate to that. Yeah, because he threw, right away, so like I said, as soon as they get there, there's a party in the house with strippers and everything like that.
That might not be a good idea.
Yeah, and then they're kind of getting turned themselves at the soft opening before the people come that actually never came.
That might not be a good idea, especially with Walt and struggling, and that's why, obviously, he's going to drop the ball. And yes, he's an adult, and he should take accountability for his, like, what he did, but it's like, but Caesar, you know he comes with a lot.
Yeah, and it's just hard because, like, last season we watched him hit rock bottom. He had to move to the projects. He lost his kids.
Aww.
Like, there's just a lot. And I remember watching his breakdown last season, and it was so heartbreaking. And so to see that he was doing well for a minute and then kind of, like, retreated is, like, a bummer.
Love you, Walt.
For sure. And at the end of the day, because, like, no one wanted to hold him accountable, you did mess up your soft opening.
Yeah.
Which is, like, at the end of the day, yeah, it's his fault, but it's also kind of your fault, too, for putting him in a situation as his friend that you know wouldn't be the healthiest for him.
Yeah. And then you saw it, and you never stepped in.
Yeah.
You kind of just kept talking about it, like, oh, is he just drinking this? You never stepped in.
You didn't step in until it messed up your money.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's when it became important.
Mm-hmm. And that's phony. And then you fired him.
Come on. Right? I don't like this.
Like, just you just got upset because things didn't go your way, and then you fired
him. And I'm like, I don't like this turn because it's starting to feel very familiar. Mm. And I don't like this whole, like, I'm all about, like, why can't y'all just communicate and say, this is where we went wrong?
Yeah.
There's no need for the fire. This is where you can improve, mm-hmm. and this is where I feel like you can do better. But because you're mad, you're fired?
Yeah.
Nah.
Now, we'll kind of agree with Caesar for Donna's firing. Yeah. Even though we know these people are really fired. But I agree with that. Like I just said, you were supposed to be in charge of the shop while he was away, mm-hmm. and then you pop up in New Orleans.
You got to be fired for that.
Even if you wanted to come after Alex, and then, like, leave or something. Like, don't
go
be
back
seen.
To work.
You go to the party.
Sis.
Yeah. Donna.
That was not smart.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes that good peen will have you doing crazy things, and that's also losing your job. Be smart, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen.
Don't lose your job over peen.
There's never good enough to lose my coin.
Yeah, no.
Ever.
No. It's not.
Ever.
It's never. No. Unless you're
the feeling I get
supporting
from
me.
My bills being paid on time. Is it uncomparable?
Right, yeah. Like, if I'm not missing out, I'm
okay. But no, like you said, like we said earlier, like, this is where you're supposed to boss up and take over the shop and say, you know what? I'm away for my man to come back. I'm going to just trust he's doing okay. Let me show my boss that I'm going to kill it and do good things.
Because it's been such a good, like, he's opening all these, stores.
Come
what
on.
Makes you think that you couldn't possibly be, like, a manager of one of them
and
or something? Like,
one of them.
You could have leveled up and said you chose to go. What, be with your non-boyfriend that you personally said wasn't your boyfriend?
Donna.
Like, I was
then
want to
be self-controlling after that.
Yeah. No. Like, so I get that one.
That's silly, girl.
I was like, okay, that one's okay.
Yeah, that
but
one.
But with Walt, like, Walt, yeah, no. Like you said, like, you, come on now, Siege, you saw him drinking.
Yeah.
You bring him out to New Orleans after he's fresh off of trying to become sober.
Yeah.
Like, that was partially, you take it some was. Responsibility especially in that, too, as
he's
well.
He's struggling with something. Yeah. Donna's not struggling with nothing but having a boyfriend and living her best
and,
life.
And, you know, now that I think about it as well, like, you didn't check in with him throughout this process.
Right.
Yeah. On, you know, the invitations, passing out flyers. You guys are in New Orleans. All you had to do was hit Bourbon Street.
Exactly. And that's a good boss. That's what usually, I mean, you don't want to micromanage, but there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, how's the process going? You good? Do you need help with any of this? Like, instead of giving it to him,
and just checking in.
You know, he's suffering through some things. Yeah. I felt like you could have taken some of that responsibility.
Yeah. Because I'm that friend. If I know you going through something and I see you doing something,
oh, you
I
ain't
know,
taking control of nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I'm like, ooh, what you drinking, girl? What's up? That's not water.
You, right.
I'm
like,
you
know what?
Boom, you sit down and enjoy yourself. Let's put this on somebody else. Thank you for joining us.
You just come have a good time. Yeah. A mild time.
Exactly. You you're not in charge of my soft opening.
Not all times need to be a good time.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Truth.
We got Tati and Teddy flirting with each other.
Teddy's fine.
Sky's not coming for me. I'm not going to speak for
Sky. Those other ones I don't care about. But we mean this with love.
As a third party who has no... Oh. That's my karma for saying Teddy's fine. Yeah, you know, he's a handsome individual.
I'm going to say he's fine, Scott.
And Tati is, I don't, because if you watch this on Chicago, you know, I'm not a fan of Lily or Reese whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But Tati, like, isn't at that level yet.
Yeah.
She has the possibility of going to someone I like. But she, like, she just came in so hard last season. That was my problem. Yeah, she was just very, like, I don't know. She just was like, Vera, you need to do this, 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 this. I'm like, you're the new girl. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
And so, I don't know. I just don't like her.
What I will say, the difference between, like, how New York handled her and her, you know, trying to come in and, like, act like she's the boss versus Chicago. But, yeah, they got with her. Young Bae got with her. Mm-hmm. Jada put her hands on. I'm not condoning that. Right. But it's just like, oh, you're not going to come in here with
New York is like,
you know what I mean?
Like,
she got checked. See, Lily is still running crazy because no one has checked
her. A good ass whooping. New York is like, we're going to beat your ass. You can still work here and we love you. Right. It's going to beat you up.
We're going to smile at you the next day, but you got to know that the night before. Right. I knocked your tracks out. Listen.
Okay. Welcome back to work. Thank you. Now we're friends. Okay.
Right? Speaking of that, her and Jada look like they're going to get into it again because Jada and Teddy had
their thing.
A little thing.
You know, but
that
I
might
like,
still be going.
Low key.
What's up with these big, thick, fine black men just ruining things?
Yeah.
just not even thinking about where they're putting it.
I guess because, you know, when you're,
so they don't have
you're working in a shop and it's kind of like school or camp. You guys are all together.
Yeah,
and you know, Teddy and Caesar, they've been there since day one. So they've seen, in Sky, so many people come in and out of there. So now you get these new breed of women. Mm-hmm. They're looking different. Blue hair, purple hair, yellow hair, big booties, big boobies. So it's one of those things where it's like, we're here all day, every day. I'm definitely going to hit up everybody in the shop. I'm having sex with everybody. That's not my thought.
I just need y'all to stop doing that because there are people, you are on a big TV show. I know there are girls in your DMs.
All the time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they give it to them, too.
Yeah. Pick one that you don't have to work with. Yeah. I just think, I don't know.
But then we wouldn't have all this goodness.
Exactly.
You're right.
Don't worry, Joe. We'll just slide into their DMs later.
Yeah. That's really what I'm getting at. It's just like,
pick me.
Hi.
So the soft opening basically was a bust. As we'll see, we'll get into predictions a little bit later, but as we see, next week they have a real grand opening, and that is popping. So, hopefully, next week, Walt is rehired.
Come on,
and Caesar's out there for his feelings, and maybe they talk about it, you know what I mean? Because I think Walt should kind of call him out, like, you're enabling me, basically.
You're supposed to be my homie.
Yeah.
Now you know? You don't know me.
What you doing?
Okay.
Yeah. That's basically it for the season opener.
It was a really good episode.
Yeah, it really was. It was a lot going on. Like I said, it was very emotional. We got to see, like, a lot of stuff going on with, like, Sky and Young Bae and Melody. So, it will...
They're bringing the drama for
the next season. This was the opener. I'm interested to see where the rest of the
season... It's only going to go more up and more stress. And we're going to be more stressed out and more crazy.
Oh, well, yeah.
And we're here for it.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, we have some news.
AfterBuzz TV.
don't know why I was going like this.
I don't know. I'm snapping like I'm 47.
It's been a long day.
Like I said, speaking of crazy, Miss Sky. It is her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sky. Happy 35. Birthday. I didn't know.
Ooh, 35. Yeah. And she 35. A Virgo.
She look good.
Come on, sexy. Mama.
Yes.
Come on, Mel.
We got to work on getting... Sky has to
Sky,
be on the show.
We love you.
I would love it if she could physically be here, but if it's just a Skype.
If we could have one person this entire season.
Sky. It has to be Sky.
It is you. That's who...
And Sky be in LA, too, so you never know. Maybe we might be able to get her in, even on Skype.
Maybe we could... I'm hit up Ryan. Maybe we can go through Ryan. Because they had a little riff at one point, but they're cool now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're cool now. They were on, like, they've been on Instagram together playing. Yeah. So we'll see if
and
we can find
out. He's in New Orleans right now hanging out with them. So
Today. While they're together.
We're going to make it happen.
We're going to make this happen.
Fans, don't worry. We got y'all.
Yes. Speaking of Ryan and him being out there.
He's crazy.
He's Salt Bae. But why does he look just like Salt Bae?
Just brown.
Just darker.
Ridiculous.
He looks like a tanned Salt Bae.
He's straight up Salt Bae.
He's fine. He was in New Orleans.
Look at him.
He was in New Orleans hanging out.
He had the technique.
At the restaurant tattoo shop. And he's putting some salt on there, being sexy Salt Bae.
Sexy Salt Bae.
And Caesar posted, like, he did a little promo video for the shop. It actually looks nice. I actually want to go check it out next time I'm in New Orleans.
Okay.
Hey.
Come on, graphic team and editors.
I just flipped the switch.
Hey.
I don't know nobody.
This is a music video. Ooh,
this is dope. I actually have food and a tattoo shop.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Blocking first the world. Ooh, I want that shirt.
I do too. We're family. The wings, the fries.
Oh, guys, we need to go to Chicago New Orleans.
I like this promo video. I would totally go to, like, even if I didn't know about them, I was like, I would check this place out.
Oh, this is beautiful, and it's black owned. And it's amazing. Look at that food.
Ooh, those tacos.
They look big.
Bomb.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We are like,
no, this is so cool though. Like,
ooh, they got Paul Boys. Game over.
Come on, Blackie. Come on, yes. Caesar.
Let's go, Caesar.
Caesar, you got to come too though, because.
Bring a po' boy.
I'm proud of Caesar. It's
like,
black
definitely,
and
what
amazing.
He's done with his whole Black Ink empire. Mm-hmm.
That's
is amazing.
Super, super dope. I do want to say, though, because I know Drew was saying that, you know, she wants one of the Black Ink crew people to pick a regular girl. Well, don't fear, Drew. Black Ink New York is having a casting call.
Dear God.
Caesar put on his page, he says that Black Ink crew is expanding with Black Ink being in 5 cities, which I did not know that. We're looking for the brightest and newest talents out there. Don't miss your opportunity to be part of a TV show. It says that they're looking for tattoo artists and brand ambassadors. Castings, send casting tape to casting@blackinktattoostudios.com.
Y'all check that out.
I'm sending a tape.
I was just about to say, I'm sending mine.
Okay, we need to send in a tape, y'all.
I tattoo.
No, we'd be
people.
A brand
we'd
ambassador.
Brand ambassadors.
Oh. And we'd be perfect for that.
Right. Or we can audition to interview them. We'd be like, hey, we review your show.
Yeah.
We would love to interview you on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Down. We're going to make that happen.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, I can only draw stick people. Y'all went with a much easier
route. I can work at the bar.
Yeah. Ooh, I can make a mean Henny and pineapple.
Ooh.
So, hit me up, Caesar.
We got you, Caesar.
Yeah, we got you. Let's get into some predictions for this season.
Ooh, Lord. Ooh. There's so much.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
So much.
I see that. I mean, both the vibe of New York and Chicago has been a lot of old people of Christmas past coming back.
Yeah.
And in the previews, we did see a Puma. We seen an Oh Shit. Might even get, what's his ex-girlfriend's name again? Caesar's.
Oh, why am I blanking?
Duchess.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
We might get Duchess?
I don't know. It's a prediction.
I thought you saw, you had a little news.
I'm making this all up. I don't know. Who knows? I would love to see her coming, but I would, we are going to see a little bit of Puma because we haven't seen Puma in a while and a little bit of Oh Shit. And I love when the OGs kind of come back and stir up some problems. So I can't wait to see that. Mm-hmm. In the previews, it looked really dramatic. Mm-hmm. It looks like Siege is going through a lot. He's getting in a lot of fights.
Yeah.
I do predict that though we see Alex and Donna together, we're going to see like a rift between their relationship and her probably, I predict she's going to go do her own thing. And,
yeah.
But I predict a lot of fights and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
I don't think Alex and Donna are fired for good. That's my first prediction, but I think that's more just a statement. And then I think we're going to kind of see with Caesar what we saw with Ryan, which is basically like feeling like their team isn't respecting them and kind of drawing that line in the sand and seeing. I don't know if it's going to fall out the same way that Chicago did, but I'm interested to see how it plays out for them.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more like, I don't know. I feel like this group of people's tighter than the Chicago people. So I think it's going to be a little bit more personal than Chicago was.
Yeah. And I'm interested to see when Puma comes back because it looks like he's trying to take over the shop.
Yep.
So we know that they're supposed to be in New Orleans for like a whole month. And Donna is the one supposed to be looking after the shop. Lord. So what happens there? Do you get upset and then maybe try? I think Donna may try to go on Puma's side. And that's how he, it looks like he's taking over Black Ink. You know, the original location. Well, the second location, excuse me. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of drama there. Yeah. Yeah, I think I may be wrong, but I feel like Donna's going to flip sides and
come
go
on,
with
Donna.
So this season of Black Ink Crew New York, it looks like it's going to be very juicy, full of drama, full of some tears, some crying and laughter.
And we want it all.
We want it all. So make sure you guys tune in with us next week. We will be here at 8 p.m. next week at our regular time. So you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
I am Nakia Monet. You can find me on social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Bye. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.